12. I don't know if you can hear me over that. It's Recruiting Animal. Happy New Year. Well, today is the annual Emmys, the Recruiting Animal Awards, but I was stupid. I'm never good with times and dates, and I was busy doing other stuff. So put it together at the last minute. You might think I'm making excuses. I am. We'll see what happens. I want to start, though, talking not about last year, but about the future. Once upon a time, there was a famous American journalist. His name was Lincoln Steffens. Lincoln Steffens. And he's famous for saying, "I have seen the future, and it works." And you know what he was talking about? The Soviet Union. Yeah, he went to the Soviet Union in 1919, right after it was started. And when he came back, that's what he said. Well, a couple of weeks ago, the guys over at Scavato, I have a hard time saying that, they invited me to a Google Hangout. They didn't run it like I would. But when I came back, I had the urge to say, "I have seen the future, and it works." But because of Lincoln Steffens, I didn't say that. But why was I so impressed? I'm going to tell you now, the Google Hangout, it's just a video chat, and I have seen video chats before. Jerry had one on Tiny Chat last year for the virtual Christmas party. But this one, it's on Google. It's on Google Plus, and it's really easy to do. There's a button on the sidebar, and it says "Start a Google Hangout," and you press it and enter the name of the people you want in it, and that's it. They click a button, and they're in. The picture is really big, and below it, there's a bunch of small pictures of all the people who are in on the chat, and if there's more than two people, when someone is speaking, she's in the big picture. The speaker appears in the big picture. It just seems so easy, and it works so well that I can't help thinking that it's going to change the future of interviews. I don't plan on using it. I don't want to wear a suit during the day, but that's what I'm afraid of, that because of the Google Hangout, I have to wear a suit. I have to dress nice, and I don't want to. Nice doesn't feel good to me. But the final note I'll make is that I noticed on Mashable, they published an article about five ways to record the Hangouts, because Google doesn't supply that option. And if I was a candidate, I would refuse to be taped unless I was sure that the video is going to be protected, just like Jerry's interviews on Verbal Summary. Jerry records the candidate, and then he posts the recording online, and the client, I'm pretty sure, has to have a password or something to listen. He just can't pass it. You'll correct me later. I said don't talk during my time. The guy can't pass that audio interview to every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the street for a laugh. Now, Jerry, now's your time to talk. Can you tell us what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Is it to understand, shut up. It's only two words, and I told you five times before the show started.
I was successfully shut up until you mentioned a falsehood about Verbal Summary. Your client doesn't need to download anything. They do not need a password. No special software or equipment required. Just hit the play button while they're looking at the resume, and bam, they're listening to the guy.
Jerry, let me ask you this. Then what's going to stop them from passing it around to anybody?
Nothing. So what?
Well, that's terrible.
What's going to stop your client from sending the resume that you just sent them to everyone? What are you talking about?
The resume doesn't look like a joke, and the interview might.
What are you even saying, man?
Okay, you know what?
I don't even understand you guys up there in Canada anymore. Your clients now take the resumes that you send them and they send them around with notes about, look how stupid this guy.
You know what?
It doesn't make sense. Let's move on.
Some of those videos are going to look pretty dumb.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
look, there's only about, let me open the mics. There's only a few people here. Yeah, I'm fighting with you the first thing of the first show of the new year. Figures, nothing ever changes. How come there's nobody here? I mean, I thought people said they were excited about the show. There's about five people. Anyway, I'll move on. So let me say that I want to thank everybody who participated in the Recruiting Animal Show in the last year, everybody who listened to the show and who praised the Recruiting Animal Show, and also the people who criticized the Recruiting Animal Show. And I've had some very good critics this year. Sometimes I have to tell you, though, it's hard to tell the criticism from the praise. Now, here's what Valentino Martinez said. He said, surviving the Recruiting Animal Show is an achievement. There has been carnage here. Taco Bell Carrie said, Animal, you're a hot mess. I couldn't tell if she thought that meant I'm sexy. I'm not sure. Okay, here's one that's clear. Animal, 10 minutes in, and all you've done is shout and play a crap song. Animal, I like your Twitter content, but I hate your show. And this is one that one guy told another, don't go on the show. Animal's vicious, and he makes you sing. That might be good. See, I can't tell. Anyway, what else can I say? Should we start off with the – there's so few people here. Why doesn't everybody say hi? Area code 718, who are you? Don't say hi. Okay. Is there a problem, a technical problem? Jerry, are you still on the line? Am I all by myself? I can't hear anybody. Am I off? Someone better tell me on Twitter because something's going real wrong here. Okay? Can you hear me, job board doctor, Greg Durgarian, expert resume man? Can you just tell me if you can hear me because I can't hear anything. It's dead silent here. Just say yes or no. What a way to start off the year. Okay? Okay, I'm going to... can someone just say yes or no on Twitter that they can hear me? We hear you, and we're all cut off. So why don't you guys hang up and call back in, okay? This is the first show of the year, and already it's all technical. Everybody hang up and call back in. I can't hear a word you're saying. Yeah, 952, were you sleeping? Good, you hung up too. Okay, I'll start the show without those guys. Now listen, I got a category this year that I never had before. It's called the Creativity Award. I have trouble coming up with the names of the awards. This is for the most creative person, and if there was one thing that someone did this year that I wished I had done myself, it was the creation of the Rapid Response Emergency Task Force for Career Professionals. Here's what H.R. Margot wrote on her blog. Don't be a storm watcher. Spring into action if you can. The Hire Friday community is proactively recruiting career professionals to participate on an emergency rapid response team. If you're a recruiter, a sourcer, a resume writer, executive coach, or human resource professional, and you'd like to be on our brand new task force, please contact me immediately. That was priceless. I loved it. And H.R. Margot wins. She wins every year. She won the Creativity Award. And there's actually some other stuff I've got here. But let me open everybody. Thank you for calling back in. And see, it's showing you is open. Is your calls are open? Stupid jerks. How come I could talk to Jerry before and I can't talk now? There's nobody on the line.
Animal.
Oh, yeah? Hold on. Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
This Google.
Okay, you know what?
Talk.
I'm a very honest guy. I think that was my fault, okay?
Am I on?
I can hear everybody.
All right.
Does that mean me, Jerry Albright?
Yeah, Jerry Albright. You were on before. Okay, sorry, everybody. I screwed up the show at the beginning. At the very beginning, did you hear I gave H.R. Margot an award?
It was all great. Keep going.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'll pretend like you didn't blow it.
I did blow it. I just said so, Jerry. Okay, you know, but I have a clip for Margot. This is her big moment on the show this year. Hold on.
And
hey, Margo,
somebody else...
Margo, would you mind putting your phone on mute until you're talking to us again, hon? Appreciate it. Margo. Margo.
Want me to cut her off?
Well, it just gets a bit dicey, you know what I mean? A little choppy. And we'll cut her off.
What's the area code in Nashville?
She's ordering a sandwich in Tennessee.
What's the area code in Nashville? What's the area code? I don't know her phone number.
I think she still has a 513. No, she probably got a new phone down there, didn't she?
You know what? I want to say something. I have a beef with Jennifer. I looked at her channel on
cut that
on
person
YouTube.
Off, man. This is crazy.
Okay, I'll stop
okay,
talking. I'll try to find
Margo.
Out. That was her big moment on the show. Congratulations, Margo. Congratulations.
Wow. Nobody What's the name of that award?
That was a creativity award.
Creativity award.
And I wanted to hand out some, just a nod at least, for the best chat support team I'm aware of, Tommy Bolt and Cindy Travella on HF Chat. Always there, always making me feel good. Best surgery, this is a toss-off. I'm short of time now. Steve Levy, he had the best surgery. And let me see, the best prediction of the year. Should we go to that one?
Yeah,
anybody?
Yeah.
Why not?
That's a great one.
That's a great one. Is it? Okay. The prediction is that Facebook is going to conquer LinkedIn. I think it was this year or next year. Here goes.
Oh, we're looking ahead, and the future does not look good for LinkedIn.
So the first issue, I divided your article up into issues, okay?
Okay.
The first issue is numbers. You say LinkedIn has 120 million members. Facebook has 750 million, and employers fish where the fish go.
Yes.
You want to comment?
Okay. Well,
hey,
that,
who's
if you're
listening
for...
on their speakers? Jason!
No, it's not me. I promise.
There's a delay. Turn your speakers off, you jerk, if you're on the phone. Jason, come on, will you? Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, that guy is from Brandemics, Jason Ginsburg.
Are we live or?
That's not live. That's a show. That's a clip.
Are we still on? This is the confusing part: is we don't know how long these recorded parts are and whether it's live or it's not. This is what blew last year's AMI show. Just
okay,
throwing that
what
out.
Am I supposed to do? How do I indicate?
Say
anybody
we're done, or start, or finish, or something.
Is anyone else having a problem with that, or is it just you know who?
Everything I hear is "og," every other word or every other syllable.
You're not hearing anything, Cora? Well, maybe you should get on a good phone for once. Is that possible?
Cora thinks you're asking
I'm
if she can
landline.
Hear.
I'm on a landline.
Okay.
It's choppy. Animal, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can
hear
other
fine.
People. It's Animal I can't hear. Well.
Oy vey. Okay, well, I'll just play clips. Should I play Drink of the Year?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Let me just find it. Hold on. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll play the best song. It's my song, the Animal song. Well, they don't like the way I talk, and they complain. My show's a bunch of schlock. They criticize about me endlessly. Nobody knows how they got stuck with me. And they complain about the hat I wear, and they explain there's other shows out there, and then they whine, my show makes too much noise, and then they say, I shout at all the guys, yeah, whoa, little darling,
okay,
no matter
Mark,
what I do,
you.
Oh, yes, you know, yeah, okay, that's the end of that, that's the best song.
Hey, Animal, you're the one that should call back in now. Because you got that
sure?
real choppy deal going, yeah.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. You guys talk about the best stuff from the year for a while. The first show is wrecked.
We can save it, man.
Jerry,
out.
In Minneapolis, while we're waiting for Animal to call back in, because, yeah, he's multiplex a million times
Bye.
Over.
Bye.
So your Google Hangouts, is that going to be competition for Verbal Summary? Is it going to put Verbal Summary under?
My thing has nothing to do with looking at some video of somebody, none of that. My Verbal Summary is very simple in its mission. Have a play button so you can listen to the person describe their background for the job, period. whether they're hot, fat, short, African-American, white, none of that is not any part of what my tool provides you. My client just simply gets to hear the person describe their qualifications for the job. That's it. One play button right on top of the resume, period, end of story.
So keep it simple. All right, so
yeah,
what's your take on this?
Resumes are out. They were never in. Though I think that kind of stuff is real cool for interviewing and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Gotcha.
Verbal summary just gives my customers a better experience of the resume I'm sending them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your take on this Facebook versus LinkedIn thing? It seems like, is that the guess?
You know what?
About
I'm back. We're
position?
Starting the show again. Hold on. The best show of the year. Do I still sound choppy?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
No.
We'll just deal with it, okay, man?
Okay. The drink of the year? I don't think that's going to go over too well
now,
right
now.
Now,
you mentioned drink of the year, and then you had you singing some song. Was that were you drunk when you
no,
sang
that
song?
Wasn't
I mean, how does that tie together?
Of the year. That, I just happened to find that one first, you know. I got a lot of...
Okay.
Clips to coordinate here. That was the best song. Here's the best drink.
Back to you, Animal.
Thank you, Jerry. If Jerry agrees with me about something, you know I'm right, okay? And listen, I got to acknowledge resume strategy. First of all, I see she's twisting my words as usual. Secondly, I did, you know how they say people influence you on social media? She influenced me. She taught me how to make a quasi latte, which I drink every day now. She uses milk. I use 10% cream, sometimes with a little water in it. You heat it up real hot. You put in a little Nescafe. And then the magic trick is, although it's not absolutely necessary, you use one of those handheld blenders and whip it up. I find it very delicious. I enjoy it. Thank you very much, Resume Strategy, for all the mean things you say about me online. You actually did something nice for me, okay? So social media has a profound influence on me. I drink what I was told to drink, okay? Okay, that's the end of that. I don't use Nescafe anymore, but I do use that. Okay. Should I move on?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Well, best news.
Yeah.
The Huffington Post has published a bunch of articles by religious people about the death of Osama bin Laden. And most of those people who wrote about it said, you know what they said? They said, we shouldn't be happy. Hey, but you've got to wonder, why not? Why shouldn't I? When I go to the movies, when you go to the movies, are you supposed to feel bad when the bad guy gets it at the end? No! And it's the same thing here. There was one guy on the Huffington Post, the HuffPo, as we call it, and he said something worthwhile. He said, you know what? You can feel sensitive about your enemy when your enemy's the guy who steals your parking place. Yeah!
That's the end of that. That's the best news of the year. I'm not getting any responses. Cora, I'll talk to you. You won the Social Media Rookie Award of the Year. That's a big award.
Wow, and I don't even understand social media. That's pretty good.
Well, you want a
that's why it all ties together.
I didn't get it.
You want an iPad?
Yeah.
You want an iPad? You were on this show twice as a featured guest. What's wrong with that?
No, I think those are great. That's great. I can't wait to learn how to use the iPad.
You don't know?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Are you going to, or are you going to give it away?
No, I'm going to actually retire my Palm Pilot and use the iPad.
Yeah, okay. Best offbeat guest. You guys weren't here a lot. I'm going to play the best offbeat guest. This is show's going downhill. Okay, I'm going to play the most bitter personality of the year. Okay, maybe that one's good. Here he goes.
Yeah. So tell us about your history.
Sure. Yeah. Basically.
What's this basically? Why does everybody say basically? That's now an animal bad word.
I'll tell you
basically.
I'll tell you why I say it.
Basically.
Because I don't
forget
know
that
exactly.
Basically. Leave it out.
All right. So 18 years in the industry, started with a family firm, recruiting industry.
Oh, there you have it.
Jerry, wake up. You recommended this guy. Go ahead.
I mentioned it offhand when I was in a drunken stupor.
Don't ask Jerry for advice after 5 p.m. Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I started with the family firm, spent about 10 years there. I was the gopher, you know, no special treatment. Gopher worked my way up into recruiting and then up into multiple branch manager. Hated it, hated every minute of it, hated every minute of working with the family, and worked with the clients and the people.
I love this guy. I love you. Why did you hate it?
I don't like people.
Okay.
I think people are really the worst things on planet Earth, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those feel-good kind of guys. I think people let you down.
Uh-huh.
I think they bother you. I think they disappoint you over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And when you think that you've got relationships, you realize
you got enough.
That all you were doing was spinning your wheel. There's relationships that I have, but there's very few that I trust and lean on. So anyway, after that, my background was in art design.
It's going on a long time. Sorry. That guy deserves
that?
A prize, right?
Who was that?
Ryan Kovach. Ryan Kovach. He wins the most bitter personality, and there's a lot more.
All right. Love it.
You love it? Most bold statement during the year? Anybody ready? Anybody want to say anything? No? Okay.
Most bold statement of the year or boldest statement of the year?
Boldest statement. Whatever you like. It's the winner. Should I say the
I'm
winner?
I'm trying to figure out what
I
need to put on the trophy, dude. That's the only reason I'm asking.
Should I say the winner first or play it first?
Play it first.
You have an entry there that you gave the wrong title to. I would call it White Boy Lost in the Blues, because here's how you start it out. You say, have you ever noticed that the director of diversity in most companies is very rarely a white guy? You might think that I'm just another white guy with a chip on my shoulder, but when it comes to listening to a different drummer, white guys are diverse too. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah, basically, you know, if you look at diversity programs in America and the role of diversity director, there's very, very few of those positions are white guys.
Yeah, but what you're arguing here, come on, Ed, what you're arguing is diverse thinking. If you're sort of an offbeat guy, if you take the road not taken, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Here's how his about page starts off by saying, you know the Robert Frost poem, the...
Yeah,
okay. That's Ed Newman.
Did that what was, what was the boldest statement there? That he's
what?
White?
He thinks he's, you know, I was going to say there at the end, I cut it off. He follows the road not taken.
Is that the best you've got left? Was that?
Is that
at the top of your pile?
I've got worst show.
It's the first time animals ever
Hold on, did you want to say something, Janice?
Yeah, we need to keep Kathy Maness in our thoughts. She's coming to Columbus, Ohio today. She's got a great interview. We've hooked her up with some people who work at that place so she could talk to them yesterday. She did, and she's down the street from me right now, and we're wishing her the best.
Is she moving to Columbus?
Okay, I'm wishing her the best, too. She's going to win an award. She's
cool.
The most confident recruiter, but I'll get to that. Here's the worst show. Here's the worst show.
It's the first time animals ever closed out the show with 20 minutes left.
Show. And with good reason.
Is that the shortest show ever?
What the heck am I going to do with the rest of my hour?
Okay. What a wacky show. My
that
goodness.
That was crazy. Technical problems all the way around.
You know, is it too much to expect millionaires to be able to pick up a landline? What is it, 23 cents a minute?
That is
why can I just throw out the idea that I think that it's really cool that they're trying to bring attention to unemployment and, you know, help solve the problem. But when you spew lines of bullshit tied to the concept of zero unemployment, it really doesn't do anyone any favors.
Okay. Duly noted as being said by you.
Okay, and that's the end of that tape. That was Jerome.
How is the zero unemployment initiative going a year later?
I don't know.
Have we knocked it out? Are we done with it?
Where's unemployment at?
Zero unemployment.
I don't know.
I mean, that was your guys' big marketing scheme, wasn't it?
That was
Jerome
one of them,
Teaneck.
Yeah.
whatever. Okay. Make this anyone else. Nobody's picking up on my. I can feel the coolness in the air. Nobody's picking up on my thoughts for. But I'll talk about Kathy for a minute. Kathy asked me for an award, but she actually does deserve one. Let me just see where it is then, because we're going out of order. So I gave her the most confident recruiter. She worked for the last year for Arbita with Shally, and she gave me a call when they were first testing her at the beginning of her stay there, and they were throwing all kinds of hard searches at her, hard sourcing jobs, and now she says, you know, she can do any. She's not afraid of any kind of sourcing challenge, and she doesn't work in a niche where she knows everybody already. It's something new every time. I was very impressed. So she gets the most confident recruiter award.
Congratulations, Kathy.
Yeah. Okay. What about Ryan Kovach? You didn't think that was the best award, most bitter personality? You think that's the best title for it?
Moved on. I've blocked that off mentally. I don't know what it was, and I'm not thinking
about
it.
Okay, worst show of the year. Would you agree with me about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Funny name of the year? I think it's a toss-up between Mike Hard of Family Johnson.
You're killing me.
Finally.
We can do a whole hour on funny names.
And Morgan Hoog. Yeah, but only the funny names are the guests. Morgan.
Oh,
Hoog.
My.
Belt. Okay. And you know what? I got a note late last night that said, Carla Porter, it's a dear animal, Carla Porter is the most helpful person around and deserves an award for being so. Not enough people are savvy enough to know that in a social media space and where brands are important, it helps if you thank people publicly. So Recruiting Animal, you might not know it, but our friend Carla Porter shares a lot of time and knowledge with people who can never repay her and who never bother to thank her publicly. She goes the distance above and beyond any person I have ever known outside of my own family and family members who are kind of obligated to help me, or God help them. That's a nice one, isn't it? For Carla?
Touching.
Yeah. Okay. What's the most surprising move of the year? I voted on Master Burnett, who joined Brave New Talent. Any comments? Anybody? Nobody else is
surprising move?
Yeah, I thought that was.
There's a whole bunch of those guys flocked over to that company.
No, there's only Gautam, Master Burnett, and James Mays, right, that I'm aware
of.
Yeah,
I mean, that's three perceived heavyweights.
What about Maren Hogan?
She's not there anymore. They needed somebody, as I understand it, in Silicon Valley, and she lives in Omaha.
Hmm.
So Master's down there in California.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Most popular guest? I picked Amy Alla. After the show, Luke Collard said, Amy Alla, I had to follow you. You're the new darling of the recruitosphere. Runner-up, Linda Brenner. When she came on, everybody said she was a breath of fresh air.
Great show.
Well, yeah, I know you set her up, okay?
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember all the heavy hitters I bring onto this show. You think I'd sit here and just
pat
myself
Kovach
on the back
too.
For all this?
Yeah, you set up Ryan Kovach, too, and you tried to deny it on the show right there and then, okay?
What about Jennifer McClure? She was awesome.
Jennifer McClure, I have some stuff on her. Can you hold on a sec? In fact, it's just me. Let me find it.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, maybe we can just shift the show to where we say a name and you tell us the award they got.
Yeah, you
don't know. I'm going to play most offbeat guest while I look for Jennifer. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, none of you were here for this one.
You know what? Nobody in the world would. There's not one person. There's no one in the world who would agree with what you just said. That religion is an openness to listen. I bet you can't find anybody in your neighborhood who agrees with that, and they're all like you. You're also interested in psychoanalysis, which isn't that exposed as a cult, a non-scientific cult.
back in the 80s already. No one believes it anymore. And that's the other cornerstone of your book. What's with you in psychoanalysis? Religion, according to this guy, is just keeping an open mind. That's news to me.
Hey, Animal. I didn't say that. I think that's a big
You said it's listening. You said it's listening.
Who was that?
That was the offbeat guest. He's so offbeat you didn't know. Billy Kohlbrenner from Open Minded Torah. You were on vacation, Jerry. It was just me, Dave Manister, Janice, and I can't remember. I think it was one other person. Who was that? I don't know. Can't remember. Jerry, you know, your big award is
me?
Fidel Castro. Jerry's got a big award. He's got a few of them. But the biggest one for Jerry this year is it's a new award, the Fidel Castro Freedom Award. That's where Jerry's going to explain it. Hold on, right here. It's when you have freedom, no freedom for you, but freedom for me. Yeah, where you want to ban Mike. Hold on. You know, you guys, I have to say, no banning on this show. Nobody's that bad.
Here's the deal. The dude is full of negative energy, and I'm just saying, I simply don't. The after show is not about negativity. It's not
Jerry? Jerry. If you open your eyes, you'd see he talks to you just like you talk to me. It's constantly, Animal is an idiot. Everything he says is nonsense. I used to like the show, but now it's nothing. Yeah. I don't kick you off.
Hey.
I don't kick you off the show, and
hey,
you're not
going
to kick him off, okay?
Hey, I just don't need it. If he is ready to say that he's done with it, then I this alpha male stuff, you wouldn't understand, Animal. This alpha male stuff, you wouldn't understand, Animal.
Are you done with that clip?
This alpha male stuff, you wouldn't understand, Animal.
Next.
I can tell where one starts and the other ends.
Yeah. Yeah. I think did Animal hang up? Did he just think, well, okay, 32 minutes is all
okay,
we got.
Okay, I'm going to go to issue number one. Did anybody
He's cutting out. Well,
we're having severe issues.
Hey, it's time for the Andy Gregory halftime show.
Well, Marco, let me cut in.
That is shocking. I'm just jumping in to say that is shocking. Okay, I'm back to
funny?
Listening.
Isn't that funny? When I start to talk, finally get a chance to start talking, the mouthpiece comes in. Go ahead, Jer. Take over.
Well, you know, it's like you're a puppet, and Jerry's voice. He's the ventriloquist.
Hey, I was just interjecting. I'm not taking over. I was just interjecting.
Oh, that's funny.
Andy Gregory, halftime show.
My thought is it's nice to – I think this show has successfully lowered the expectations for 2012, and we can only go up from here.
That's great spin. That's really good.
I mean, this is just – this is a technological – yeah, this is not good. So.
While we've got a second, and it's kind of intermission at the 12:30 mark, can I just make a public announcement? Anytime, like, you know, when people are tweeting, hey, good people to follow, or here's a great recruiter you ought to get to know, or add this guy to your... Just because my name comes up, you don't automatically have to put Animal in that same list, too. And I mentioned this the other day. It's okay to, you know, we are not the same people. We don't have to be on the same list. That's just throwing that out there, okay, people? That's all I was saying. Back to you, Animal. Hey, whoever's typing, what are you typing?
Oh, it's that loud?
Yes. Hey, tell us about it. What's going on over there?
I'm putting stuff on Twitter. I congratulated Amy Alla.
Congratulations on winning the Emmy.
Ooh, can't even, see, I'm one-handing it so that I don't put my...
And then, just so you know, Amy said, thanks, Cora. Congrats to you as well. A little mutual admiration society.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get to see that part yet. Haven't even got that part through.
Pretty good stuff. Animal says he can't get on the show. He's going to keep calling in. No, he is calling in. He can't get through. Perhaps it's just as well.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, he started off the show by saying he was losing his mind.
So I worked. I opened my ad agency specifically for recruiting firms, and in that seven to 8 years, worked with about 125 firms across America, large and small. And in that time, developed a real hatred, really, for the industry and its people. So in that time, I also won a lot of awards that, you know, I was never able to be given credit for, because if they would have known it was me, they wouldn't have awarded it. So, you know, those are things that that I did. In 2009, I sold the agency to a couple of one was an employee and another was a partner of his.
How much did you sell it for?
Yeah.
Did we lose everyone there?
Mark,
I'm here.
Oh, I can't. Everything's coming in like little blip, 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 blip.
Whatever happened to Maureen Sharib?
Yeah, where's she today?
Yeah, Maureen.
Yeah.
I don't think she called in anymore. I think she just flipped it online.
It could be.
Apparently, among the industry's resolutions might be to not listen to the Animal Show in 2012.
Mm.
But can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes. No.
Hello.
I've called in as a listener myself. Oh, vey.
Maybe it'll serve you right to see what we all have to suffer through.
Well, I'm going to play you the best suck-up, okay? Can you guess who it is? Okay. Actually, you know what? The best suck-up actually was not a tape. It was our good friend Hay Overby. I can't find him.
Hey, Overby.
Yeah, he wrote on, you know, Resume Strategy had her 25th wedding anniversary, and he said on Twitter, he said, "I don't know you, Karen, but I'm sure you're very, very lovable." Something like that. And so I think that wins, right? Anybody agree with me? Nobody saw it. These don't ring any bells with you guys, right?
No, but I think it's very nice of him to write that.
He's one of the most likable. He's one of the most likable people. This is Margot's face. He's awesome.
Margot, thank you, Margot. Okay, here's just a follow-up for the Suck Up Award. Well, Margot, you know you won an award, right? Most creative?
Congratulations.
You know that, eh? Did you tune in early enough to see? We could play your segment again, but here's a runner-up for the suck-up.
What I was actually thinking while you were talking just now is the comment, and I forget, Animal, if it was you or Jerry, I forget who made the comment. Said,
it was brilliant. It was most likely me.
There's no thinking on this show.
It was kind of lame
and
crusty. It was him.
I was thinking how completely contrary that actually is, because almost no show makes me think as much as this show. And I was just enjoying. I was like, wow, these are some really tough, good questions. And I had to stop and think instead of just spouting my usual, you know, I have these key messages about the book and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I really appreciate it. So
it was trying to show Jerry underscore Albright on Twitter. Jerry underscore Albright.
Yeah, you should definitely try the show when Jerry's not here.
Not later. That'll.
I've been on the show when Jerry's not here, but I really enjoy myself, but more importantly, it makes me think. So it's actually the opposite of what you guys.
Okay.
You're welcome, Alexandra.
That worked for me.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, move on. Okay, well, did you get to explain? Did everybody hear your – I was trying to play some of your stuff, Jerry.
This alpha male stuff. You wouldn't understand, Animal. This alpha male stuff. You wouldn't understand, Animal.
That needs no explanation. You're not like Mike Aestringer.
This alpha male stuff, you wouldn't understand, Animal.
How about this?
Well, he's not an alpha male. I mean,
all right. So 18
male,
years in the industry, started with a family firm, recruiting industry.
Oh, there you have it.
Started
Jerry, wake up!
Firm.
You recommended this guy. Go ahead.
I mentioned it offhand when I was in a drunken stupor.
Don't ask Jerry for advice after 5 p.m. Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh God.
Here's more Jerry.
How many times
so
you play in that?
Beth is a good communicator.
Where does whiskey fit in with recharging?
What she does,
that make me an introvert?
Manager.
That doesn't make her an extrovert.
Yes, Jerry.
She charges by
Jerry, if you drink alone, then you're an introvert.
What if I drink alone, but I call a lot of people all night long because I want to talk to somebody?
Then you're an extrovert.
While you're drinking,
okay.
Then you're an alcoholic, but that's okay.
A little more, Jerry, to prove my point.
I don't think that can be underestimated.
Well, Marco,
that is shocking. I'm just jumping in to say that is shocking. Okay, I'm back to
listening. Isn't that funny? When I start to talk, finally get a chance to start talking, the mouthpiece comes in. Go ahead, Jerry, take over.
Well, you know, it's like you're a puppet, and Jerry's voice. You're he's the ventriloquist.
Hey, I was just interjecting. I'm not taking over. I was just interjecting.
Here's another. Okay, can I take control again, please, and ask her a question?
You got to do something with this thing,
well,
man.
Do
it's
it.
Dying here,
do it.
Animal.
Come on.
Please, please. Okay.
Has everybody heard about the virtual Christmas
Shut
party?
Up!
January 21st.
Shut
if not,
up!
Go to JerryTheRecruiter.com.
I will give you a chance if you ask me. Just don't butt in. I have not been able to talk for 5 minutes. Okay?
Forgive me.
Yeah, you got your whole show to blab for a half an hour. Give me a chance, will you? When I ask for it, at least. Okay. You want more charity?
I'm all
set.
That's plenty.
That's your freedom. Castro Freedom Award. Congratulations.
Hey, I saw a couple tweets the other day. Did he die?
No, I didn't see that he died. It would have been on the front page.
Is
Bill Borman here? Is Bill Borman here? You know, Bill got the Comeback Kid Award this year. Because he had a big article on him in this British recruiting magazine on the resurrection of Bill Borman. He told all the bad things that happened to him during the worst part of the recession and how he's rebounded like a rubber ball as one of the leading social recruiting consultants in the world. And I got a little commentary on that from our good friend Jerry Albright.
I don't think that being able to look at something from all angles means that you need to then stay open to all perspectives on something.
Okay, sorry. I think that was the wrong one. Here
but
we go.
But that made a lot of sense.
I
don't
profound.
Think that being able to look at something from all angles means that you need to then stay open to all perspectives on something. So some of these things just plain don't work.
That.
Like the thing about clout.
Yeah,
innovative people should check it out. Yeah. I think people that are smart enough to realize how stupid that is and how irrelevant it really is, that's your forward-thinking person, not the sheep that floor all this stuff. Empire Avenue, remember that big craze 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shelley, Kathy Manis, you were all over. Remember that, Kathy?
I got off of it. I know.
Kathy, that's crap. She said right away, hey, you're right, Ryan, it's crap.
It is crap.
Yep.
It is.
Though I do wonder what my stock is up
to,
but that would be pretty high.
Well, you know what? I forgot that I got two of them that are similar, and I forgot them. Anyway, Bill Borman, congratulations.
For what?
He won the social recruiting Comeback Kid.
I read that article. That was really good. He really bared himself.
Yeah.
You know, bared his soul and told how he came back. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Let
yeah.
me just see if I can find what Jerry said about him, okay? I think it's a bit of overlap.
I don't think that being able to look at something from all angles means that
We've
you
heard that.
Need to then stay open to all perspectives on something.
Hey,
so
know,
some
Jerry,
of these things just plain don't work.
That.
Like the thing about clout.
Yeah,
innovative
yeah.
people should check
it
out.
I guess you heard it, but there was two of them that were similar. Sorry about that. Here's something for the Smart Ass Tweeter Award.
You know what? Resume Strategy just said on Twitter that I don't sound Canadian. Please.
You don't.
She's from Toronto, and so am I.
Jeff Webb sounds Canadian. You don't.
You can't even hear him. You can't even hear him talk. How do you know what he sounds like?
He sounds like a guy that ought to speak up.
Yeah.
I have relatives that are Canadian, and some sound like you do, Animal, and some sound French-Canadian.
Yeah, maybe they're French.
Yeah. I mean, they have that, they have just a slight A. Of course, I got people in the...
Hey, where are they from? Okay, yeah, okay, great. You know,
I got people in the UP that say the hey, too, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, I gave an award for Gen Y this year. Maureen, are you here? Maureen's little friend, Nate. Anybody remember him?
I do.
Where
okay,
is
we
Nate?
Got some bum that Maureen dragged in, you know, and we're going to interview him first for a few minutes, okay? Nate, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're like some hippie that's walking across America.
Gen Y, hippie.
Okay, hey, Forrest Gump, did you find yourself yet?
I'm getting there.
Dad, what have you found?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Good.
Hey, have you read On the Road by Jack Kerouac, yes or no?
No.
You got a little more of that guy. Maureen, is your little hobo pal here today? Well, Maureen's not even here herself.
I'm here.
Here.
Nate, are you here?
Jeez.
Okay.
Nate.
Anyway, yeah, this show's dying, isn't it? I'm not on the tape anymore.
It's just so confusing.
What's confusing, Dave?
Telling when it's on the tape, when it's live, when we can talk, when we can be heard, when we can't.
You can talk anytime.
It's
you go ahead. You talk. Did you hear I featured you in the worst show tape. Did you hear that?
Yeah, thanks for that.
And I'd like to mention that Nate Sigma is not the one walking across America.
Didn't hear what that was. I got a prize. Okay. I have a prize for Andy. Andy, best halftime guy. And I'll say, the tape starts now, and then I'll say the tape is finished. Okay, here goes.
That's what you need.
The tape starts now.
I'm here, Jerry.
Andy, what did you think of the show today? I missed it. I was involved in trench warfare.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm...
Hey, Animal,
know,
mute the person that's doing the beeping.
Okay, area code 203. I'm off now. I'm going to have some lunch.
What are you going to have?
Don't you worry about that. Just handle your show.
Hey, I'm not worried about it. I was seeing if you were interesting. Andy Greger, I'm sorry to have...
Yeah, no problem. No, I understand. We have to take care of housekeeping. I'm sure the guy's a nice guy. As a guest, I'm just gonna say it was kind of on the plainer side of vanilla, pretty much. I mean, it really was. I mean, I just I don't remember a show being more wah wah. I mean, it's just kind of I'm indifferent.
Wah. That's good. End of tape. Okay.
That's good.
Anybody want to say anything? Did he deserve
it? That was
a
good. Wah, wah.
Wah,
you're
wah.
Doing good with the start tape, end tape thing.
Yeah.
That's really helping us out 10 minutes before the close of the show.
Write that
down for next year, would you?
Yeah. Okay, best voice. I'm going to start it, and I'm going to stop it, okay? I'll say, it starts now.
The dude abides. I don't know about you, but I take comfort in that. It's good knowing he's out there. The dude taking her easy for all us sinners. Shush. I sure hope he makes the finals.
Okay, that's not finished.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Dude,
hey,
where have you been?
Oh, what? I've been tuning in for the last few weeks. I've just been keeping quiet. But this guy's either very brilliant, that nerdy kind of pocket protecting brilliant, or he was simply in the right place at the right time. And I'm thinking it's the latter.
End of tapes. That's Travis. Travis Yeager wins best voice. Anybody disagree?
Man, I'll tell you, if you called me, I'd probably be talking to Adam. That was a great voice.
Yeah.
For girls, maybe not guys, but, you know.
I like
it. Was
it.
Good.
I like it.
I
like it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Best cold call. Best
I'd be
cold
listening.
Call.
I don't know what he'd say, but I'd probably be listening to his voice.
Yeah, okay.
That kind of a Sam Elliott thing going on.
That's what I thought.
That was the thing I played, too. I played first Sam Elliott, then him. They sound the same.
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Okay, here's the cold call. Best cold call prize. Jimmy Baumer. Do you remember him? I think he was the first guest last year from Workway. Here he goes.
I make cold calls until I was able to book enough appointments for the rest of the week so I'd hit my target of having 15 appointments a week. Face-to-face with clients. and I didn't have a number of cold calls that I made. I just went through because I knew if I saw 15 clients a week, I'd get one new account. If I was in a building somewhere and across the street I saw an account that I wanted to go into, I'd go cold call them as well and walk in there and find out what's going on and then put them on my call list. It's about how hard you work. It's about managing the numbers. It's not necessarily how smart you are or anything like that. It really is just about wanting to be successful. And when you talk about passion and drive earlier, you've got to have the drive. You've got to have the passion to just get out there and take the hits and take the rejection.
True or false, Jimmy, the most exciting thing you can ever do is call a lot of strangers on the phone.
True.
Are you a natural cold caller? Is that what you're saying? Because you just said a few minutes or seconds ago.
I had to train myself to be one. When I started, I hated picking up the phone.
And it's over.
Hey Animal.
Yeah.
Our friend, Laura Vezer, very interested in who is that Aussie guy?
Yeah, really great.
So perhaps you guys can hook her up there.
Yeah. You know, that was the best voice, but I mean, she won the best voice last year, and it was going to be female voice. She would win it this year as well. I'm happy to give her best female voice.
Aww.
Sexy Laura Vezer. Of course, she didn't call
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Animal.
Wow. Okay, good. Why don't you talk a little?
You guys are just so wonderful.
Yeah, say something.
Now, Cora, I would listen to her if she called me. I would find it irresistible.
If I called you?
Say some stuff to us.
What would you like me to talk about?
Oh, geez, I can see what you mean.
Oh,
please don't call in, though,
Hi, this is Laura calling from Longview in Calgary. How's it going today?
Oh, Laura, good to hear you.
Hey, Margo.
Okay. You know, there's a couple of other, the best hashtag guy, Darren R. McClure. I resisted. I wanted trash or rash, and he said RA show. Got to go with it. It might be bland, but no one else is using it for that reason. And he was right. He was right. Okay, let me just see if I – you know what? I came up with some odd ones. Like, I've got the most conservative person. Here's I'm going to first play Alex. And there's a runner-up whom we all know. Let me just open the thing again. Okay, Alex Levitt. She won the award. Here it goes.
And let's say I have a blog, right? And on it, I like to discuss what the mainstream pundits are saying. So, for instance, there's been protests on Wall Street recently. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Susan Sarandon, the actress, showed up there yesterday, and she said, this is a quote, "I don't think there's ever been any kind of power that's given up power unless it's been wrenched from them, and hopefully the toolkit exists here for nonviolent change." So what if I have a blog and I write on it that she's totally crazy? Why even hint that violent change is necessary in the home of democracy? Is that going to be bad for my career? Because, like, you are very big on not talking about politics or anything. One of your chapters is, don't be controversial. Is that dangerous, this specific example?
I think that it is actually a bit dangerous because a blog has to be considered public. And if you wouldn't want something visible, for example, on the front page of the Wall Street Journal.
I got it from the front page of the Wall Street Journal. That's the point. That's what I'm making.
Right?
This is what the mainstream pundits are saying. Is she crazy when she says we can't let our Arab brothers and sisters get ahead of us in democracy? Is that a joke? Is it dangerous for me to say that?
She's an idiot.
I think it's dangerous because you don't know the political opinions of those people who are influential in your career. And if they happen to disagree, if they go online, they go
okay,
to you, they
her.
See that, they happen
well,
to disagree.
Well, would anybody agree
well,
with me? That's pretty conservative. That's pretty conservative. When you have to be worried about criticizing that. But here's the runner-up. I'm going to play it. Surprise. Surprise winner.
Is your upcoming example going to be Mike A. Stringer throwing out the F-bomb on Facebook?
Okay.
Like he's in high school?
Okay, Mike A. Stringer, who's on the line right now, put a hilarious poster on Facebook that had the F-bomb, and I actually shared it. It was so funny.
That's hilarious. It's downright hilarious. In a gutter trash sort of way.
I was saving that because I knew I'd be on the show with you today, Jerry.
And Mike and I love each other, by the way.
Alex.
Hi, Mike.
We've had extreme man love, right, Jerry?
Yeah, heterosexual man love, though. Let's be clear.
End of tape. Okay. Any comments?
I'm not the only one that believes the F-bomb is horrible for public display.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's your Midwest upbringing?
Yes, could be.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm a parent, maybe that's another one.
Oh, your kids are too young.
And I go to the grocery store and buy my groceries, Jerry. I don't shoot out the window, so to each his own.
No, I agree with Jerry.
Dude, if you could shoot out the window, you probably would. Saves the gas.
I'm strapped right now. There's nothing out there to shoot at.
All right.
You're strapped
right now?
There was
corn chowder for dinner last night. It was awesome. It's fantastic.
I'll play just a few more. Here's the Crusader for free. You know, Maureen wins two awards. She wins the best telephone sourcing chat. I usually give out a recruiting.gon award. Now, I know where she is. She's not recruiting.gon, but she has really changed her role on the show. I never hear her voice anymore. I used to like it. She played a fundamental role. She's on Twitter now during the show. But she used to be on the show. Actually, I think she's still maybe on the after show. But anyway,
does she get the recruiting.gon award, or would that be Mike Raymer?
Mike Raymer wins. We can give that to Mike. He's disappeared. Anybody disagree with that? I don't even think Cora knows who he is.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
That confirms it.
Okay, here's Maureen.
Hey, I'm
Maureen.
A rookie, though.
Yeah, that's the point. You're new here, and this guy was trumpeting the importance of social media for the future of recruiting. Now that the economy maybe picked up a little, he's disappeared.
Maybe
anyway,
he didn't make it through the recruiting.
Yes, he did. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he did.
I believe he only appears on shows with search consultants.
Maybe so. He used to be a regular. Come on. He was one of the most authentic. Last year, he won the most authentic recruiting award.
Mm.
But let me go out. It's almost time. Oh, here's something, though, about cold calls. I had a clip on warm calls to play with it. Let me play that.
Which is why none of it was new or, insightful.
You didn't think my picture, my photo information was new? Have you ever done a search on that like that?
No, I probably never will.
I do image news and photo and video searches every day.
For what? For what reason?
To find people. To find people, to get to know people, so that when I make a call, it is not a cold call. Not on my end, anyway.
Really? So you'll spend five days trying to find a picture of somebody.
I think I'm going to say,
hey, you like that volleyball game? So do I. Yeah, that's really cool. We have a lot in common. Hey, can I tell you about my product?
Okay.
Is the tape
Maureen? You have something to say before I go on to Maureen? Show's almost over.
I think I missed a real good year last year.
Hold on a second.
Okay, so your score then for animal, please.
I'm going to give him a 75.
What did he do to deserve a 75?
You throw the high and the low scores out anyway, don't you, Jer?
Maureen?
No, I don't.
Come on, Maureen. Really?
What did he do to deserve a 75? He's been running this show for how many years?
No.
This is a lifetime achievement
show
here.
Give him a 75 for effort.
Show.
Effort,
yeah,
he bailed
out 36
minutes in.
Well, he can't
run
his own show.
He can do that. He can cut the show short if he wants.
No, because that put me in a position of not being ready to start, so that put me off my game. I recovered nicely, but he doesn't realize the predicament he put me in.
How do you be the guest and the host?
This is serious radio business, Maureen. Something you
know. Okay, I'm sticking with my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to get a raise, Maureen. Maureen, you're not getting a raise.
But, Maureen, you are.
Hey, I like that. Today
we
I need.
We love you, Maureen.
Today I need to hear that from Maureen. Let me just see if there's anything I've left over. I do have stuff, but, you know, if there's anything worthwhile listening to just before we move on. Anybody want to say anything while I'm looking?
Thanks for the Emmy, Animal. Love, Margot.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thanks
you're welcome,
Margo. For me, too. Cora's real excited.
Cora, that was a big award. I didn't do a good job because I didn't have time. It is big.
It's
a big award. Bill Borman was the winner last year, 2 years ago, and who was the winner? I think so, Margo might have been the winner last year. I don't know. I think she did win it, and Maren Hogan was the first winner.
I can't wait to tell some of my friends that I am a social media winner.
Cora,
many
winner, people.
And they'll all laugh at me because they think I'm so far behind on everything. And I'll say, hey, I've been on the radio show twice.
Many people have gone on to actually make something out of their lives after they received that award. So
she might become a social media consultant.
She just might. Sky's the limit now.
Now I can do everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I would have found that one about that one. Yeah. Let me just see. I'll try this. I'll try the best ad.
Jobspeak.com. JOBS.
I'll mention that my new sponsor, who I haven't charged yet, is TempWorks. TempWorks.com. My good friend Greg Durgarian.
Mm-hmm.
But the best my best ad from last year with Jobspeak.com from my good friend at Chris Russell. Let me see. Best drink we've done. Best job hunting advice, I'll skip it, but it's don't share tips with other people by Jim Durbin. And the best job hunter, Derek Stolpa. I'm sorry I don't have time for clips from that show. It was a winner. He was the first guy to come on and face everybody. Congratulations, Derek. Lifetime Achievement Award, my good friend J.D. Jason Davis. We won't get to anything on that. Let's see if there's something here. It'll be the last.
Wow.
Wow.
Great.
What did we learn from that show, people?
What
did we learn?
No animals are keeping Jerry on his toes award.
Intelligent and even-minded people in our space.
That is a really crappy phone.
Who is that?
Margaret. From Nashville.
Margo, that sounds like shit.
Stop.
So I don't know.
One thing, Kathy.
I really respect her. I've met her in person, but I did not think she came across very knowledgeable today.
I didn't understand what she was telling us.
I didn't either. I mean, it was sort of, I just felt like it was a very generic type of information that she was sharing that was very basic.
I don't know the basics, and I didn't learn anything.
Oh, good point. Cora May won.
Cora May wins.
I don't know anything about it, so I was so looking
okay,
forward
well,
to
right.
it.
Okay, end of tape. That was for the best show, Recruiting Animal After Show. We're going to it now!
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hi.
2012.
Jerry, before we get started, can I say something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Is
of
Mike
course
here?
Probably.
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Mike, I owe you a big apology. My hammering
Well, then he can pass that big apology right on to me.
Nah.
Because he owes me one.
It was Mike. Mike, I owe you an apology for harassing and bad-mouthing and being very unprofessional on Twitter, and I really am sorry.
Well,
I wanted to say it on the animal show, but my God, all of a sudden it was gone.
So I can take it as much as I can dish it out, but thank you very much for saying it.
Yeah, I mean, I like you real well. You're probably one of the most negative people I've ever met, but that doesn't matter. You need all sorts of people in your life.
And let me just say, that's kind of a persona just to bust balls here. That's not really who I am.
And you know what? I think that's cool on this show that you're like the devil's advocate. You need that.
Yeah,
so,
you guys,
but
I have to say, no banning on this show. Nobody's that bad. And you know,
here's
what?
The deal. The dude is full of negative energy, and I'm just saying, I simply don't. The after show is not about negativity.
And I don't mean
so, Cora, let me correct what I said. Nothing serious ever comes out of my mouth on this show unless it's directed toward Jerry.
And I'm not saying that being negative is bad, because when everyone's being real positive, whether you're during the animal show or on the after show, you do need someone to kind of stand in there and play the devil advocate, just like you do.
Can we call me devil advocate instead of calling me negative?
Well, I don't mean to call you negative that way, but...
What would be a better
maybe
word?
Maybe just say devil's advocate. What's that?
Devil's advocate?
Yeah, I like that word better.
Yeah. More
that. Jerry, I think the after
but
show
still, I am very sorry. I didn't let it go, and I kept it up, so I apologize.
Well, thank you, Cora, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Okay,
like
I think
you.
We have successfully brokered an apology. I think it was... that was great.
Yeah, I wanted to do it on
good.
The show so that everyone could hear it, because I'm sure everyone read the, you know, many people.
Oh,
might
it was horrible.
It
was horrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm
scarred.
Embarrassed
my
that
eyes
I could have been
scarred.
So unprofessional.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it cut me up for days.
I'm sure it did, Mike. Ruined your New Year, too, didn't it?
Cora May just made it to my smart recruiters list on Twitter.
Oh, good deal. Am I already on there?
Yes, you are, Jerry.
You made it just after me, Jerry.
Hey, we are going to just have one score for the Emmy Awards show, just one.
Gee, we don't get one for the guest?
Yeah, exactly. And
yeah,
Laura,
Jerry.
I'm going to start with Laura. I know
Hello.
She. Yeah.
Put you on the spot.
How's it going?
From 1 to 100, we just need a score. On think about how well prepared he was or wasn't, how the awards were, you know, possibly given too many to one person, me, in particular. I don't know why. He must want something from me.
Well, you know what? I guess I dialed in at the wrong time. That's when everything sort of fell apart. So.
That was from the beginning.
So
no,
in terms
was from
of
the
preparation
beginning.
And technical aptitude, I'd probably have to say in the low 20s for that one. But I really enjoyed it. I found it quite entertaining and fun. So overall, I don't know, 70?
Okay, perfect.
Laura, for your voice alone, you know, if you're a recruiter, you must be making millions. Just call all the guys. Don't call any women. Just call guys.
I like it's the Aussie accent can work to my advantage sometimes. That's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Bogan.
You are the woman with the voice.
That's
the bummer of having a
one.
Midwest accent. There's no such thing. It gets you nowhere.
No. Yeah, and I have that.
I don't know. There's
the
an
Detroit
element of charm to
gets
it.
Gets me nowhere.
Cora May, how about a score?
You know, it's tough to...
Oh, I have to come back to the show. Hello? Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
I forgot an award, an important award. I just want to say Radical Recruit organized a Radical Planet Conference in Toronto. Radical, I apologize now. Cora, I'll follow your example. I will apologize because I had a very good time there. There was lots of great people. And we had one of them on the show just a little while ago, Recruiter Blog, and there was Paul Hamilton was there, and Dan Arkin, and Steve Levy. It was very lively, and I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to thank him personally, and he's going to get his award this year. And it reminds me of, one other award. I was just the show started off technically bad, and it threw me. I gave an award. He's given a personal branding award. The personal brand of the year, in my opinion, was Shally Steckerl. He, you know, everybody was interested in Arbita. Who cares about some little company is going under? Except that Shally worked there, and that made it big news. So there was Shally. That was an important award. And
was this still on the tape? Are we on a tape here?
No, this is me. I've got my second win, and I need some time. And I give an award to Fish Dogs. I met Fish Dogs at
Beefcake.
What?
I call him Beefcake. He's
okay, Beefcake.
You know, the chick digging.
Well, anyway, I met him at the Radical Planet. I've known the guy for a few years. He's been on the show 3 times. But this is one person who is totally different. I never would have expected, what he's very frank, very blunt, in a very offhand manner. Tons of fun. We walked around downtown Toronto on a rainy Friday afternoon, and I gave him personality of the year. Not the most bitter personality, but he got personality of the year. I got one more that I remember, and I gave an award to the Maren Hogan Personal Branding Award. It's a special one where you combine being a mom with being a party girl kind of a thing. This year, party girl's not the right word. That's why I'm hesitating. But it goes to Maha Akiki. I had lunch with Maha and Fish Dogs before we went on our trek, and she's really got something, so especially this year. So congratulations to those people. Back to you. Thank you for the time. Bye-bye.
If I could just make a comment, I think Animal just said he had a second wind. How many women in Canada have been feared by those words?
Not out of his mouth.
Second wind of the Whoopee kitchen.
Tracking ourselves up over here. Okay, so Cora, you were going to give us a score before Animal had his very short-lasted second wind.
Well, how can I score a show bad when I got Social Media Rookie of the Year?
Hey, you don't have to.
I mean, geez, I guess
lie.
I have to give it almost 100%
mm-hmm.
because I won
right.
something. I didn't even know they had these awards. That's how
97?
I'm... Yeah, 97.
Mike, my good buddy A. Stringer.
It would be unfair, Jerry, for me to give a score because I only called in the last 5 or 10 minutes.
That doesn't matter.
I didn't hear anything. I
don't
know.
I don't care.
Well, then let's start the what are we going, 1 to 100?
Yep.
Let's start the year out right, and I'll give Animal the highest score I've ever given him, 85.
Okay. All right. Is it cold over there? I've been worried about you. Is it chilly? A little chilly, Willie.
I'm sure
you
saw me bitching on Facebook. It's 17.
You bitched on Facebook about it being cold?
You bitched on being 17?
17's nothing. Yeah. It's almost ice fishing season, man. Time for the hard water, dude.
Oh, God.
Ice fishing is some of the most fun you could have in the winter.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I used to have to go with my dad, and, you know, you sit out there on the damn frozen lake, freezing your buns off, sitting on a little stool with your stick with the string going in the water, waiting
You're doing
for
it wrong,
to go
Cora.
What?
You need the ice hut with the heater in there.
Oh, yeah, but then you're not ice fishing.
70 degrees. Oh, you're certainly ice fishing. You're fishing and you're on the ice.
Yeah, you're drinking
so
out here.
So historically, I've done my winter fishing in bars, but now that I'm married, I've had to find a new winter hobby.
Or how about down in Boca? You can do some fishing down there, can't you?
I was in Miami 2 months ago, but I don't have anything planned at this point, so I'm just sitting here freezing.
The only thing ice fishing is good for is to get away from something.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really. My family really enjoys fresh fish. I mean, we like to eat it, so I go out there and I catch some, and I bring them home and we eat them. I mean, it's an amazing whole circle of activity.
Now, I guess maybe if I liked fish, I probably would like that better, but I'm not a fish eater, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, who's our next scorer? Announce your name and your score, please.
Margot Rose. I do give this show a 95 because I think it's something that everyone looks forward to all year round, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a way of saying, you know, thanks to all our buddies and poking fun, and I just love both the hosts and you and the show.
So really,
Amen.
That was a score based on what
wait,
the
wait,
show could have been.
Award,
it's a friendship. I think it's a friendship award, really. You know, I mean, think about it. So 95.
I don't think the technical problems were Animal's. I think they were whoever's, you know, handling the technical part of this deal, which he pays for.
Animal's responsible, though, for it.
Jerry, don't try to talk them out of their scores.
I'm not. Am
of course
I?
You are.
I'm just adding a comment.
Last year, the award used to be called Twitterbug. He changed it to Social Media Rookie, but if I'm not mistaken, it used to be Twitterbug. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Yeah, it was when you received it.
Twitterbug?
Then I think Bill Borman got it, and he didn't want to be a Twitterbug.
Well, and I hardly ever Twitter.
Yeah, it's just
although
more.
I might start doing Occupy This Job. And then put in stuff about a job.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not sure of the evolution or if it's even the same award. He doesn't always give the same awards every year.
That's
so
true.
It's a unique award for you. Cora.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, well, gee. Really
hey, Manister.
then I think I better give him 100.
Oh, you can't. You can if you want to. Dave Manister didn't want me to mess with anything. Do you want to give 100?
No. 97's good.
Manister, how was your holiday season?
My holiday season, Jerry, was wonderful. Thank you for asking. And how was your Christmas?
Great. Awesome. I wish I was in New York one time for the holidays.
Jerry, like everything else, maybe we'll try to bring New York to you.
Now you're talking. Except you can leave the crime and the drugs and the shit.
You haven't been in New York lately, Jerry.
They cleaned it up.
Not that around here anymore.
Yeah, all those people moved to Detroit. The housing market crashed, so they came and bought houses in
Detroit. I've told you, my favorite new show is Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah, I know, out of Detroit.
That's the greatest show.
I asked a real redneck person that I know about that show, and they went, oh, my favorite. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, those people are just down there. They're just the nastiest, most demanding people, demanding money for the – oh, it's just crazy.
Yep, that's true.
You know, Jerry, I've been watching a show that reminds me of you, actually, every time I see it. And I've only seen, like, 4 episodes, but I'm like, this must be exactly what it's like to live where Jerry lives. And that's that Lizard Lick Telling. Have you seen that?
The what?
No.
Lizard Lick Tell?
Lizard Lick Towing. It's about a repo company in North Carolina somewhere.
No,
you have to catch it on demand,
no,
Jerry, because I imagine it's very much like where you live.
No, that's actually more probably redneck. We're just kind of not city here. And while you guys can joke about it all you want.
Fort Wayne's a nice place.
I'm telling you, a dollar in Indiana goes about twice as far as it does in Jersey or wherever you are out there.
Yeah.
I can assure you.
Yeah, but that's because you have nothing to spend it on.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, ice fishing.
That's the secret.
Nice.
Ice fishing gear. New blades for the ice auger. Okay, back
to
David Manister for a score. Manister?
Right. My score, I wasn't feeling this one between the technical glitches and not being able to figure out when people were talking and when it was taped. I'm going to go
40
on this one. Not my favorite.
All right, man. Because I'm going to agree with that. I'm not going to try to influence your score. I'm with you in that neighborhood. Animal needs to do whatever it takes to fix the technical problems with this show. Can you imagine turning on the Tonight Show or Saturday Night Live and it's like flashing and bleeping and you can't hear anything and you're supposed to shut your TV off and turn it back on and all. It
wouldn't
fly.
When you get the budget of a Tonight Show, maybe we can hold them responsible for that. Sometimes
okay.
We can't avoid it, but, you know, it still wasn't feeling it.
All right.
Well, let me ask you, though, what happened to the Lifetime Achievement Award this year?
And maybe Animal's still listening, and he can because that's one of the bigger awards.
Lifetime Achievement? That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like Steve Finkel would get that, perhaps.
Steve who? Who did you say?
Hey, I'm back. Can I mention a few others?
Yeah. Lou
oh
Adler.
Gosh.
Hello?
I called Steve Finkel one time, and it must have been in like the very, very early years of the internet. I was working at an agency, and they didn't want any of us on the internet. And I thought I would call Steve Finkel, and I would get him to talk to my boss and say, "Hey, you guys better get on the internet."
Dan, you
called
Finkel.
I
don't believe in it.
And I told him who I was, what was going on. I'm like, would you talk to my boss? He says, son, the internet is one giant folly. Stay away from it.
Yeah, he is.
I
called him and I stepped back into it. It was like 82. I mean, it was crazy.
Okay.
He still teaches the same stuff today that he did back in 82.
With updated graphics, though.
Yeah, big deal. The same words.
Well, a lot of it still works,
even.
Really. Sorry,
absolutely.
Hey, Andy, give us your score real quick while Animal is drumming up his Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with the. I'm just going to go with the 65. I think we can expect better. I mean, come on.
We sure can, and we should.
Yeah,
I don't
think
people are demanding any better.
Yeah.
I mean, at a dollar to sponsor the show, why would a sponsor pull back his sponsorship of the show just because the show sucks? See, there's no downside to having a crappy show.
There you go.
Other scores, please.
Chris Fleek.
Chris Fleek.
I'm going to go with a 62.
Mm-hmm.
The technical stuff really was tough for me, but I do always enjoy shows that sort of run off the rails technically because it gives us things to sort of joke and laugh about on Twitter.
Yeah, now you're talking. Mm-hmm. We're finally getting to some truer scores here. I think the initial contact high of all the awards that Cora May and all those folks got and the high scores, I think we're starting to sober up here a little bit and get down to what really real deal.
That's because of, well,
my score, 55.
I gotta go,
55. Somebody had to go make a placement or extend an offer. Yeah.
Yeah,
and Jerry, I don't want to sound ungrateful for the award. The award was nice, but when you add in the technology, distraction, it almost became more of a ribbon or a certificate. as opposed to an award. I mean, I feel what do I do with this?
A mention.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mention, as opposed to something for the mantle.
Okay. Hey, now here's Animal saying the Lifetime Achievement Award went to Slouch. Now, did he give it out, or does that mean the Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Slouch? I need clarification. Did we miss it, or is it just now being announced?
Karen and Jeff are saying that he slipped it in at the end of the show. I must have missed it, but well-deserved.
Yeah, well-deserved. And I've got to say, the guys that took over seem to be doing a great job with recruiting blogs moving ahead.
Oh,
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Though I'm sure Manister would like to see it kind of fold and everybody migrate over to the area.
No, man. I think it's important that the recruiting profession have places to come together. So, no, I think they're doing a great job and good for them.
Yeah, they really are. There's new members there every day, and it's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. ERE is just more of like an internal HR crowd. Am I right, David?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear those two people.
ERE is just kind of more the corporate and HR side of recruiting people? Like, it's not really a bunch of agency people?
I think if you look at the comments and stuff, there's really all kinds of people on ERE. It's the agency side, it's the corporate side, it kind of comes together.
Is Top Echelon a sponsor?
Is Top Echelon has sponsored in the past for the Fordyce letter.
Sure.
For the Fordyce Forum.
Yeah, I just noticed a lot of their info on there. I didn't know if they were sponsor or what have you. That's cool.
You see a lot of their info on ERE?
A lot of posts, a lot of very similar advertise-y type.
Well,
stuff.
Anytime they're posting, they're just posting like anyone else posts. I'm not really sure what you're referring to specifically, but that's not an advertisement.
I'm glad we straightened that out. Anybody else with a score? First show of the year.
Gary, I'll give it a 75 because Nate.
Nate?
And not the runner.
What?
America. Not the runner, not the guy, Maureen's guy that ran across the country.
Oh, I think he was a walker.
Well, yeah.
Funny.
Kind of a hobo.
I'm tied
Thanks,
to my
Nate.
Desk recruiting, not running across the country.
Any other scores, people? Anybody?
Good job, Jerry. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
and
Happy New Year, everyone.
Sorry,
Happy New Year.
Horrible.
And reminder, Travis Yeager, please call Cora May, would you? Preferably later on in the evening.
Travis Yeager,
bye.
Call Cora May.
Yeah. See you all later.
Thanks, see ya. Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.
This alpha male stuff, you wouldn't understand, Animal.
You know, you guys, I have to say, no banning on this show. Nobody's that bad.
Here's the deal. The dude is full of negative energy, and I'm just saying I simply don't. The after show is not about negativity. It's not
you open your eyes, you'd see he talks to you just like you talk to me. It's constantly, Animal is an idiot. Everything he says is nonsense. I used to like the show, but now it's nothing.
Yep.
I don't kick you off.
Hey.
I don't kick you off the show, and
hey,
you're not
going
to kick him off, okay?
Hey, I just don't need it. If he is ready to say that he's done with it, then I embrace his participation.
So Amy
okay.
Beth is a good communicator.
Where does whiskey
does
fit in
job
with recharging?
What she does
does that make me an introvert?
Manager. That doesn't make her an extrovert.
Yes, Jerry.
She recharges by
Jerry, if you drink alone, then you're an introvert.
What if I drink alone, but I call a lot of people all night long because I want to talk to somebody?
Then you're
an extrovert.
While you're drinking,
okay.
Then you're an alcoholic, but that's okay.
I don't think that can be underestimated.
Well, Marco,
that is shocking. I'm just jumping in to say that is shocking. Okay, I'm back to
listening. Isn't that funny? When I start to talk, finally get a chance to start talking, the mouthpiece comes in. Go ahead, Jer, take over.
Well, you know, it's like you're a puppet, and it's Jerry's voice. He's the ventriloquist.
Hey, I was just interjecting. I'm not taking over. I was just interjecting.
This guy, this hobo, this bum is walking across America trying to find himself. Johnny Appleseed, are you there?
Nate.
I'm here.
Nate.
Hi. Nate. Nate, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, okay, don't act like Jerome. When I say, are you there, say Nate, reporting for duty. I don't want to play games here, okay? Now, look, I hear you're staying for free at a place called the French Lick Resort. Like,
ooh.
To me, that sounds
ooh,
like
la
the
la.
Chicken Ranch
that's
in Nevada.
Nice.
What's going on there? Hey, don't talk
that
over
like
me, okay?
Velvet,
I talk red. Over you!
Yeah, I'm staying for free. It's a great place. I'm in French Lick, Indiana.
Jerry, do you know where that is?
Yes.
Where is it?
Southern Indiana. Hilly country.
So what do they have, a whorehouse there or something? French Lick? What's that about?
I don't know. I don't know anything about
Let's
the name.
Let's hear about
but...
that French Lick.
Maureen is your little hobo pal here today. Well, Maureen's not even here herself. Where is Nate?
I'm here.
Here.
Nate, are you here?
Jeez.
Is Nate here? He's going to call
okay.
in. He sent me
yeah,
a Twitter.
Maureen's
to DM
got
him
a friend.
Number.
I'll do his part, okay, Maureen? Maureen's
he said he's
going
to try to call in.
Yeah, he's too late. He's a little hobo. He's walking across America to discover himself, and he wants you. She's bugging him to call in here every week to tell us what wisdom, you know, this innocent young guy has discovered on the road. Well, I'm going to tell you what Nate told me. Here's his message, okay? Hi, everybody. My name is Nate. I'm walking across America, and here's what I've learned on the road this week. The internet is great, but sometimes you can't find the people you need on Jigsaw. Sometimes you can't find the people you need on LinkedIn. I think Boolean strings are great, but sometimes you need a telephone sorcerer, and that's the time you want to consider Maureen Sherup. She's a tiger mom. Of telephone sourcing. She'll take your target's phone bank and rip it to shreds. You can find her at namesourcer.com. Namesourcer.com. Thank you, Nate! Okay, Mo, back to you. Are you still with us?
I'm still with you.